IC report, James Comey passed private conversation with Trump to FBI team investigating Russia collusion. By Aaron Klein on August 29, 2019. A report released on Thursday by the Justice Department's Inspector General provides new context to disgraced former FBI Director James Comey's infamous classified briefing to then-President-elect Donald Trump about salacious material inside the anti-Trump dossier. The IG report relates that prior to the briefing, FBI members on Comey's team discussed the need to memorialize the exchanges between Comey and Trump during the private January 6, 2017 briefing in Trump Tower just in case Trump made statements relevant to the agency's Russia probe. In other words, they plotted to stealthily use statements Trump said to Comey in a private briefing to inform their Russia collusion investigation. The IG further relates that Comey went on to do just that. He had a laptop waiting for him in the car, where he immediately began memorializing the private talk. He also immediately provided a quick download of the Trump briefing to members of the FBI's Russia collusion team via a secured video conference. Until now, Comey and other former Obama administration officials presented the unusual briefing as a courtesy to Trump to warn him about the news media possibly publicly releasing embarrassing claims about the newly elected president. Questions have been raised on the need to include the dossier's wild and unsubstantiated charges in the classified briefings. It is not the usual job of the intelligence community to warn politicians about possible pending negative publicity. The IG report, based on interviews with Comey and other FBI witnesses, documents that prior to Comey's briefing, the FBI discussed utilizing Comey's classified private talk with Trump to inform the controversial Russia collusion probe. The report relates. Witnesses interviewed by the OIG also said that they discussed Trump's potential responses to being told about the salacious information, including that Trump might make statements about, or provide information of value to, the pending Russian interference investigation. That FBI counterintelligence investigation, known as Crossfire Hurricane, concerned whether individuals associated with the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election were coordinating with, or had been unwittingly co-opted by, the Russian government. Multiple FBI witnesses recalled agreeing ahead of time that Comey should memorialize his meeting with Trump immediately after it occurred. Comey told the OIG that, in his view, it was important for FBI executive managers to be able to share in Comey's recall of the salient details of those conversations. Right after his briefing with Trump, Comey immediately updated the FBI team probing Russia collusion claims about his private talk with the incoming president, the IG documented. Comey told the OIG he began writing Memo 1 immediately following his meeting with Trump on January 6, 2017. Comey said he had a secure FBI laptop waiting for him in his FBI vehicle and that when he got into the vehicle, he was handed the laptop and began typing Memo 1 as the vehicle moved. He said he continued working on Memo 1 until he arrived at the FBI's New York field office, where Comey gave a quick download of his conversation with President-elect Trump to Rybitsky, McCabe, Baker, and supervisors of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigative team via secure video teleconference, SVTC. Comey said he probably told the SVTC participants that he would send them his detailed notes of the interaction. James Rybitsky was Comey's chief of staff, Andrew McCabe was FBI deputy director, and James Baker was FBI counsel. A footnote in the report further relates. On January 7, 2017, Comey wrote a classified email to the other intelligence community directors to let them know that his follow-up session with the president-elect went well and provided them a brief summary of the conversation that was less detailed than Memo 1. Besides failing to inform Trump that he would be taking notes on his private briefing or that he would pass those notes to the FBI team investigating the Russia claims, Comey also used the briefing to assure Trump that he was not a subject of the FBI probe. In previous testimony, Comey admitted that he did not inform the incoming president about who financed the dossier. He also admitted in testimony that he was aware at the time that the dossier authored by former British spy Christopher Steele was financed by Democrats who opposed Trump. The dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Comey also previously stated that he pushed back against a request from Trump to possibly investigate the origins of salacious material, meaning the dossier, that the agency possessed in the course of its investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. This even though Comey admitted to knowing it was financed by Trump's political opponents. Comey's classified briefing was subsequently leaked to the news media, with CNN on January 10, 2017 breaking the story that the contents of the dossier were presented during classified briefings 1 week earlier to Trump and then-President Barack Obama. Comey's briefing seems to have provided the news media with the hook to publish a story on the controversial dossier containing the infamous Russian prostitute claims as well as unsubstantiated charges of collusion between Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Just after CNN's January 10 report on the classified briefings about the dossier, BuzzFeed infamously published the dossier's full unverified contents. The New York Times used CNN's story to report some contents of the dossier the same day as CNN's January 10 report on the briefings. The IG report, meanwhile, concluded that Comey broke FBI rules by providing one of his memos to a friend with instructions to share the contents with a reporter. Comey further failed to return his classified memos to the FBI after he was fired in May 2017, the report relates. By not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment, and by using it to create public pressure for official action, Comey set a dangerous example for the over 35,000 current FBI employees, and the many thousands more former FBI employees, who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information, states the IG report. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.